Now, there are false teachers out there that teach this doctrine that says, oh, there's no such thing as a carnal Christian. Or they say, oh, are you still a Romans 7 Christian? And they say, if you're a Romans 7 Christian, you're not even saved, they say. They say Romans 7 is about unsaved people. And I'm going to get to that later in the message. But the Bible is crystal clear that it is possible for a Christian to be carnal, meaning that they are walking in the flesh as opposed to walking in the Spirit. The word carnal simply means fleshly. Those who speak Spanish are familiar with this word because they know carne. And even people who don't speak Spanish have ordered carne asada, right? And they know what that is. It's flesh. It's meat. And so if you would flip over to 1 Corinthians chapter number 3, let me just dispel, first of all, this ludicrous notion that there's no such thing as a carnal Christian. There's a false teacher out there by the name of Paul Washer who teaches this. Look what it says in chapter 3 of 1 Corinthians. It says, "And I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual." So we see that spiritual is the opposite of carnal, the opposite of fleshly. "And I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, comma, even as unto babes in Christ." So those who are carnal are babes in Christ. It's not saying that they're not in Christ. It's not saying that they're not saved. Yes, they are saved. They are carnal, but they're still saved. Why? Because they're a babe in Christ. They are not mature. The more mature they are, the more spiritual they're going to be. The less mature they are, the more carnal they're going to be. But all of us are both carnal and spiritual. All of us have both the old man and the new man. We both have the flesh and we have the spirit. That's why we have to deny self and take up the cross daily, because the flesh is there every day warring against the spirit in our lives.